The following message is presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Now the message.
This morning we're going to look at lots of verses, but start with Matthew chapter 6, 19 through 21. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Now this is a very familiar passage, preached on quite often. In fact, I've referred to it already since I've been here. Just a few months ago, we talked about it. So it's a very familiar passage, but it does impact how we live our lives here on earth. It helps us to determine, makes us think about what's important, and also what efforts we ought to put into different things here on earth, what we do. But why do we need to store up treasures in heaven? What is our motivation? Well, obviously, the very first motivation is that the Bible says it, right? Leviticus 18:4, you shall follow my rules and keep my statutes and walk in them. I am the Lord your God. So we need to do what the Bible says because it is God's word, because God tells us to. John 14:15, Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:21, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. 1 John 5:3. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. So why do we store up treasures in heaven? The very first thing is God said to do it. And we're supposed to keep his commands. We're supposed to live by the book. This is God's holy and living word. And we're supposed to try to follow the commands that are written in there. But there's a couple of other future motivations that we need to look at. Things that are to come. That we need to look at and understand these things are going to happen. So I need to work on heavenly treasures. 2 Corinthians 5:10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Now let's get this right. Let's understand. Okay? Eternal life or salvation is a free gift. It's based on God's grace. It's not based on what you and I do while we live here on earth. Now, of course, we have to accept that free gift. It's not a gift. It's not your gift until you receive it. I don't care if it's your birthday or not. Until you accept the gift, it's not yours. So salvation is a gift from God. Nothing you and I can do to receive salvation. It is by God's grace that we have it. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace you have received through faith, that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So there's nothing that you and I can do to receive salvation, but it is a gift of God. Yet, each Christian will be judged by Christ. We will be judged and we'll be rewarded for what we do here on earth. These are going to be the treasures that are in heaven. This is what God's going to look at. God's gracious gift of salvation does not free me, does not free you from the requirement of fulfilling faithful obedience. In other words, you and I have salvation. God gives us His Word and tells us how to live. It is our requirement to follow His Word. God will look at us and will judge us according to how we live. All Christians are going to have to give an account on the day of judgment of how they live. Remember, we're looking at motivation of why we should look at treasures in heaven. We're going to have to give an account. Ecclesiastes 12:14. God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. Luke 18:17. For nothing is secret that will be not revealed. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Hebrews 4:13. And there is no creature hidden from His sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Romans 14:11-12. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us shall give an account of himself to God. I don't know about you, but that's pretty good motivation to live according to the way God wants me to live. I don't know about you, but that's pretty good motivation to store up treasures in heaven and not treasures here on earth. Everything I do that is open or in secret is going to be laid bare before the Lord. Did you hear that? Everything you do, whether people see it or not, you're going to have to give an account to God. That's pretty strong motivation to do what is right. That's pretty strong motivation to be righteous before the Lord. Everything is going to be laid bare. That's what's going to happen on the day when Christians stand before the judgment seat. Now let's look at what is going to actually happen on that day. So we know everything that we do is going to be laid bare. But what actually happens on the day that you and I stand before Christ? We can find that in 1 Corinthians 3:11-15. For no other foundation can anyone lay that which has laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it. That's the day of judgment it's talking about. The day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet as though through fire. Now, let's explain that, because that was quite a long four verses, and it had a lot in it. The first part, it says, no other foundation can be laid except that which has already been laid, which is Jesus Christ. In other words, there is no way to salvation. There is no other way. There is no other foundation except Jesus Christ that the church can be built on. There is no other foundation except Jesus Christ that you and I can have salvation. That's the very first part of that. So everything is through Jesus, and that is the grace of salvation through Jesus. That's God's grace. Then it goes on and says that we build on that. In other words, we live. What we do when we live. What we do in life. Do we add to God's church? Do we add to God's kingdom? Are we putting treasures in heaven? That's what it talks about when it talks about if anyone builds on this foundation. As a Christian, I've accepted God's gift of salvation. Now my life, everything I do is being, I'm building on that. I'm building on that foundation that I'm standing on. Everything I do. Now I can build, it gives us a whole bunch of different things. I can build with gold, silver, precious stones. I can build with all these other things. Wood, straw, hay. So you can live however you want to live. But everything we do on that day, the day that we stand before God, on that day, everything that we do will be revealed by fire. And if it endures, we will receive an award. And if it doesn't endure, if the fire consumes, we will be at loss. Well, let's explain that. Because when we're sitting here and we're talking about the Bible, when we think of fire, what's most of us think of right off the bat? Hell. Hell's fire. That is not what it is talking about. This is not talking about hell's flames. Okay? This is talking about a refiner's fire. If somebody was going to take gold and melt it down and remove the impurity so all they had left was the purest gold, right? Everything in your life, everything that I've done in my life throughout the time I've been alive is going to go through a refiner's fire. Everything is going to go through that fire. Now, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 14, John's description in the vision of heaven is the vision of God. He says, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. God's eyes. God is going to examine our lives, everything we've done. As he sits on that judgment seat and he looks down at Wade, he's going to see everything that I've ever done in my life. Nothing is hidden from him. He's going to see it all. And the flames of fire of his revealing, all-knowing sight is going to burn away everything that is ungodly. Everything I've done on this earth that is not for the kingdom is going to be burned away, including simple things. Any earthly rewards, any money that I thought was so important that I was going to save up for this life, any and everything that's earthly is burned away. That refiner's fire. And the only thing left is what's going to be pure. Everything else is removed. The only thing that's going to be left is what was done for the kingdom. The only thing is what's going to be done, what we've done for God and for the kingdom. That is us storing up our treasures in heaven, because only heavenly things are going to be left when it's all said and done. When it's all said and done, our lives are going to be put through that fire, and we're going to see only heavenly things left. Now, let's understand, that's a pretty strong motivating power for us to live and try to store up things in heaven. Because that is the only thing that is going to be left in the end. Everything else is going to be gone. Now let's think about it. Everything that we do here on earth is important. Listen, we have to do a job. We have to make money. Why? Because I don't know about y'all, but the preacher likes to eat, right? We got bills to pay. We have to work. The Bible says if a man don't work, a man don't eat. So there are things that we have to do. There are aspects of this life that we just thoroughly need to enjoy. Nature's one of them. It's springtime is a beautiful time except for the pollen, right? But we got to have the pollen so the plants will reproduce. But it's beautiful. God created the earth for us to enjoy. I love to hunt and to fish and to golf. Love it all. Now, is any of my hunting and fishing and golfing, is that producing heavenly treasures? Well, it can be. It sure enough can be. Is if while I'm out on the golf course, I'm looking at ways that I can produce heavenly treasures. I can enjoy a round of golf and still be a witness for God when I'm out there. I can be sitting around talking about hunting and fishing with my buddies and still be a witness for God, still be creating heavenly treasures. I can be at work when I was teacher, teaching history, and still be an example for those young kids and be creating and storing up heavenly treasures. So you and I, we live on earth, and there's all different kinds of things that we have to do and need to do and want to do. But we need to be remembering to store up heavenly treasures as we go about that. Because Wade's golf game isn't going to be in heaven. I wish it was, because everything in heaven is going to be perfect, right? Wade lives on a street named Bogey Drive. But the things that we enjoy, the things that we do here on earth, we're not going to be concerned about them then. So we need to focus on godly things. We need to focus on the things that God wants us to do. Now, let's look at the part here where it says about the loss. Okay? Anyone whose works which he has built on and it endures, that's the heavenly things, he will receive an award. If anyone's works is burnt, he will suffer loss. What does that mean? Now listen, that could very, very, very easily, you might think, I'll lose heaven. But that's not what the Bible says, y'all. I believe once saved, always saved. I believe in the scripture where Jesus says, nothing can take you out of my hands. Now, if I don't build up a lot of treasures in heaven, says anyone who is burned up, that means I was more concentrated on earthly things. And I didn't do a lot of heavenly things. He himself will be saved, because we're talking about Christians here. This verse is talking about Christians, not the unsaved, but the saved. He himself will be saved, but yet as though through the fire. Think about it like this. You're at home, you're asleep, and your house catches on fire, and you just barely get out with what you got on. Everything else in your home is gone, right? You lose it all. It's all gone, but you're still saved. Well, you're still going to be saved in heaven. You just won't receive rewards in heaven like those who are faithful. And then we can get in a whole other category of what's going to happen to those rewards that we receive. But that's another sermon. What I'm telling you is you can't lose your salvation. That's what I'm telling you. You can't lose your salvation. But you're going to be sitting there going, man, I wasted my time on earth. I should have been sharing God's love. I should have been looking to other things. I shouldn't have concerned myself with all those earthly, what I called earthly rewards, because they're all gone. I'm standing here and I got nothing to show for my life. What a motivation to live like God wants us to. I don't want to be standing in before God and saying, oh, I didn't do anything for you, Lord. You saved me. You offered me grace and love and salvation, and I didn't do anything for you with my life. Because what we do for Him is the only thing that's going to matter. Let's pray. Lord, we just come to you today and we thank you so much for loving us. And we thank you for your grace and your forgiveness, the salvation that you offer us. But Lord, we need to be motivated to do things for the kingdom. We need to be motivated while we live here and we do the things that we need to do on earth, that we share your love and that we build up the kingdom. Lord, I thank you for your word. I pray that we would apply it to our lives and that we would be drawn closer to you and that we would be used as a mighty tool for your kingdom's sake. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The preceding message was presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about the church, including contact information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.